We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where this radio show is being created and pay our respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. Hi, this is Mojo Radio and I am Vanda, bringing you a recap of this week's news. Social justice campaigner Father Bob McGuire has died at age 88. The media personality and Roman Catholic priest dedicated his life to standing up for the poor and marginalized and clashed with church hierarchy over his forced retirement. Known universally as Father Bob, McGuire became a media personality through his social work and appeared and hosted television programs. In politics, the independent broad-based anti-corruption commission has found that senior staff in Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews' government interfered and pressured public servants to ensure lucrative contracts were awarded to a key party ally without competitive tender. The state anti-corruption watchdog has slammed the Premier, health ministers, and the public service for the awarding of a contract in 2018 to the Health Workers Union to deliver a specialist training to deal with occupational violence. In arts and culture, works of internationally acclaimed street artist Banksy are coming to Melbourne soon. No dates have been announced for the Arts of Banksy exhibition in Melbourne yet, but tickets have been sold in Brisbane and the exhibition will take place in five different cities in Australia. It's been 7 years since the works of mysterious British artists have been showcased in Melbourne, as fans rejoice across Australia. The state of Queensland is looking to follow other states in Australia in banning mobile phones from classrooms. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is seeking to introduce a blanket statewide ban on mobile phones in school classrooms. Some voices oppose this idea, like the Queensland Teachers Union, pointing out that technology is utilized in some learning settings. In environment news, the federal government has released its first electric vehicle strategy and outlined how it plans to remove barriers on buying EVs. According to the strategy, the result will deliver a greater choice of EVs, a reduction in transport emissions, increasing ease of charging EVs nationally, an increase in local manufacturing and recycling of materials, making EVs more affordable and making it cheaper for people to run their vehicles. And in sports, Argentinian soccer star Lionel Messi will end his contract as a free agent with Paris Saint-Germain this June, as there are enticing offers on the table for the 36-year-old. There are talks of Messi joining the Saudi Arabian side Al Hilal, which will bring the Messi and Ronaldo duo facing each other again. But clubs in North America are also making offers to sign the FIFA World Cup champion. And that's all for today. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, log on to our website, mojonews.com.au.